expensive sources. There's lots of money.
Yes, sir.
Mitchell came on and he was asked a question by Shore, and he said, well,
Mr. Schuler, just like Mr. Colson did last week, I've got to correct you. Your facts are wrong. And she,
or just sit there and look at it.
CBS didn't run it, but Metro Media did. But sure, he's taking two body blows in the last
right.
week.
No, CBS didn't run it.
No.
Partially.
CBS is. The problem is he doesn't have much influence.
Me. simple, understandable terms. We can't kill the goose that lays the golden egg. I think the networks have made our meeting a great mistake in this respect. You understand? I want the networks to know that we're going to kick them in a goddamn ass. You understand?
Yes, sir.
And that I feel that, that it's very, very important that, that it's important that, that something be worked out. You see what I mean? So that he can then, at his next meeting, at the Shmeen Hackers Guild, and talk to all of us. I'm doing this for two purposes. One, you know, help us get those selfish bastards on our side out there.
Right.
But second, and a lot of them will, because of the money thing. They'll know I'm their friend.
Right.
Second, it'll get a shot across the bow for the damn networks. If the letter can go to them, that I looked into the matter, that I agree with their concern, that what's going to happen here is unless there is some remedy, a remedial action taken, the networks are not serving their own interests by not dealing with it on an affirmative basis, you know, on residuals, so as to quite often. don't see Trump as conservative. I mean, Agnew's got ahead of everybody else. All right, that's my point. Also, on the social issue, I know that everybody here stays away from that. They don't want to get into amnesty. They don't want to get into marijuana because of our polls indicate that there's a mixed feeling about it. Let me say this. We aren't going to lose a hell of a lot of people by being against marijuana and against amnesty. On the other hand, it is the issue that grabs those Democrats that we've got to keep. The Catholic Democrats and the Labor Democrats are against pot and they're against amnesty, overcoming. I got that. For that reason, the social issue must continue. It's got to be good. Abortion? No. That one can be handled in its own way on Catholic groups. We're Catholics. But this one, but you've got to answer. And then the lifestyle thing comes in. The kind of crappy people that he has with him. Who are the people around him? Well, they're a terrible bunch of people. And they look bad. They sound bad. They're radicals, they're blacks, and they're wild-eyed youth, and they throw bricks at people and bust up Jewish merchant shops and so forth and so on. That's got to be there. On the foreign sovereign policy side, the impact there is that this is going to be very, very done, totally naive in terms of his judgment with regard to the consort. Get him talking about it. We love it when Schreier comes out and says that the President Johnson was the number one.
you've got a new line. Nixon's inflation is grounded every pound of hamburger.
Well, that was one of O'Brien's messages.
O'Brien called
for the meeting.
O'Brien, in an interview on Sunday, said what I'm telling him is he's got to get his own campaign and his own issues up front and start responding to the attack. So that's precisely what O'Brien told him. And that's what he's now doing. Now, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't keep pounding away at it. Peterson's got a very good speech if it's covered in New York today, in which he just takes these very points, 1, 2, 3, and why this guy would destroy the economy. Stein, Herb has got a marvelous speech Friday in which he's going to slide into the question that this fellow favors higher food prices and wants to do away with price controls and that be rampant inflation. So we will keep this kind of a city.
I'm thinking of surges.
He's prepared to go on the Abe Chase thing today, but we've turned him off because it would be totally lost and be a waste of time.
Just repeat what he's been saying. Don't wait.
But he's ready to do that at the drop of a hat. And he's got a good labor forum next week where he can use some of the social issue stuff, which he'd love to do that.
Let him go.
He likes to cover it. And I think he can do it without getting off of the sort of the high plane that he's...
No, he's got to do it. He's got to do it, right? Basically.
But this does, Mr. President, this gets out more than we realize sitting here. We sent out a canned speech to all Republican congressional and senatorial candidates last week. And we've had all sorts of calls from them saying that please get us more of this. We love it. And it was taking McGovern on right on these issues, saying, where each candidate says to his opponent, do you support McGovern who will put X number of additional people on welfare? Do you support McGovern who will raise everybody's taxes by 50%? And I think it does get out a little bit. It seeps out in the country this way.
Didn't remember. Do, but
talked about being he was delighted, but he said he had to check with Tel Aviv. He couldn't make that decision on his own. So then he went to see Rajas, and Rajas called Haig and said, just as I predicted, total lack of enthusiasm. Rabin is totally opposed to it personally, but he'll just refer it to Jerusalem. Total lack of enthusiasm. So Haig said, well, it's too bad, because the president's getting sort of interested in it. And I have the tape of my conversation with Rabin, so I'm not making this up. It's not a matter of life.
Oh, everybody.
Signature
for a few weeks later.
Which one is that?
The big trade agreement.
That's the trade. should have a brief communique after my visit to indicate that some progress has been made.
Yeah, we made progress on that. We made significant progress has been made in the areas of the trade agreement.
Maritime agreement we will get.
Right. Well, that the ones that mean something for that are the trade agreement, obviously. European Security Conference and MBFR, maybe. That could mean something.
Well, MBFR is
the announcement of the next round of SALT.
MBFR is now in the stage SALT was in 2 years ago. You don't get a hell of a lot of mileage with the public, but it sort of confuses the intellectual opponents.
That's right.
Well,
it's a total instrument of governance, so I can take out 2.5 divisions.
Yeah. We now have the exact verbatim text of what's said.
Right. Now going on.
But it does show most, and it will sort of screw up the Vietnamese again, because it will. We're getting a lot of reports out of Hanoi that they're thinking of settling before the election.
Yeah.
I mean, we've never had that many.
Hayes said all the complaints you were seeing in the press today.
Yeah.
Is that some of the press and papers this
month? Well, it all helped diffuse McGovern. Do I really believe it? I'll know after September 15th.
It may confuse them, but it may create a problem for us. The way I was figuring is the thing that you've been figuring all along is that they put all this up and then they publicize their peace proposal.
Yeah, but as soon as we get ours done, we're having one hell of a time with you. He keeps insisting on that referendum, and that's just hopeless. Well, it's to have two elections when people are already accusing us of having one election as crooked.
No.
Then cannot work.
No.
I think I'm just going to table it, whether you agree with it or not. That's what we did all last year. We kept tabling proposal after proposal. He has no place to go and bunker. Everyone agrees it's a fair proposal.
Do we have the ability to turn him off on this program of vilifying the government? South Vietnamese press has been ordered to vilify the government.
Yeah, immediately.
And it's not helpful to us. No. Come on. Right away.
He has the power to do it if he wants to do it, and that we can get him to do.
Well, but you've got to cable out immediately. I mean, that would be considered basically an interference in our internal affairs. Just fine.
North Vietnam vilifying us and that.
Yeah, North Vietnam is saying, but he should lay off. We don't need his help. No.
So he would make
you do that. We
can
and
do
what
it.
Else? That was. Well, any event, we could. You naturally will have some discussion in Vietnam and Moscow, too.
Oh, I'm taking my Vietnam expert along. Even if there's no discussion, the press will write.
Yeah.
But we will have some.
stay strong. And anything, any progress in the face of our strength is